Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Tata Automotive Components Limited Q1 FY22 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anuj Talwar, Joint Managing Director of Tata Automotive Components Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. A very warm welcome to our quarter one FY22 earnings call. I hope you all are safe and healthy. On the call today, I'm joined by Mr. Naveen Juneja, our Director of Tata Automotive and our Group CFO. We also have on the call SGA, our investor relations advisor from Mumbai. The results and the presentation are uploaded on the stock exchange and the company website. I hope everyone has had a chance to look at it. Before I start with the industry overview, I would like to thank the management team and the employees of Tata Automotive Components Limited for the persistent support in these challenging times to keep our operations to run smoothly. Let me begin with a few updates on the industry. There's been much listened and talked about the current situation of the auto industry due to the second wave, chip shortages, supply chain disruptions, inflation increases in steel. There are countless pessimistic sentiments moving around, and I don't deny that. I agree that supply shortages and chip scarcity are contributing to record-breaking trade gap. In addition, it's also eating into the profits of a lot of companies. However, I strongly believe that at Tata, we have been an outlier. We have been focusing our energy on exports. We have been working on, you know, not only depending on one customer, one geography, one region, and that will spell out in the performance which Mr. Naveen Juneja will talk about in the coming minutes. Performance of the auto industry during quarter one FY22. I would like to share with you the statistics published by SIAM about the first quarter performance. In the first quarter of FY21-22, all segments faced major hit. PV reported sales of 6.5 lakh units, which is lowest in past seven years. Two-wheelers reported a sale of 24 lakh units, and commercial vehicles reported a sale of 1 lakh units. Both were the lowest in the last 12 years. Three-wheeler segment was worst hit with a sales of 24,000 units, which have been lowest in more than two decades, barring quarter one of FY21. Now, I would like to highlight on Tata and would like to share what strategy do we have to deal with the situation. Our business is broadly divided into a standalone business, gaskets and forgings. We've got three joint ventures with global auto giants in gaskets, suspension, chassis, and rubber components. As I mentioned to you earlier, we are a hedged auto comp company. I'll give you a small breakup of our domestic sales. During the quarter one of FY22, our domestic sales, 27% came from two and three-wheelers, 29% of our revenue came from passenger vehicle segment, 27% came from the commercial vehicle segment, and about 11% came from the agriculture segment. This has always helped us in extreme situations where you may have a slowdown in a particular segment that we are able to weather the storm. As I mentioned earlier to you, we in the past, our exports used to be around 10%-15% of our revenue. We were very, very clear and focused, and the work started about 5 years back, that how exports should be about 20% of our turnover. I am very pleased to announce that in this quarter one, our exports were 28% of our turnover of our standalone business. Our forging business is an outlier. Exports are 53% of the turnover of the forging business. We continue to get a lot of traction from global OEMs and also global aftermarket for our products. I'd like to discuss a little bit about our standalone gasket and our forging business. In our standalone gasket business, we still control 50% of the Indian market. We still have the highest market share. We have invested heavily in R&D. We've got all the BS6 product lines are in line, are already being supplying to the OEMs. We are focusing on more global presence in the gasket space, which we're getting traction from a lot of clients from Europe and the US. We are working with our post-coating lines, which helps in localization further. As we've announced to you earlier, we are working with our collaborator Sunva to introduce heat shields into the country. This is a futuristic product for noise, vibration, heat. This is an entry of our gasket business in the PV space. Please understand, the gasket business is predominantly commercial vehicles, tractors and two-wheelers. With this particular product line, we will enter the PV space. We have won orders already from your major OEMs in India for this product line. This is the future for all vehicles with turbocharged engines. Also, this is aluminium. It is lightweighting. It is going to be used with a lot of car makers in the future as well. Our forging business, as I mentioned to you, is an outlier. 50% of the revenue comes from exports. This is ongoing. This is not one time. There is momentum. There's order books. There's a lot happening. As you can see from a lot of forging players in our country today, there's a massive demand for forging in India because of the fact that the West does not want to forge anymore. So we are forgers and machiners. I'm very, very happy to share with you that we are also supplying to electric vehicles in the global supply chain from our forging business. This is a good move because EV is a very exciting buzzword around the industry and we are part of it. What I can also add and share to you that Talbot Automotive will be a part of every supply chain, will be a part of every ecosystem, whether it is hydrogen, whether it is gasoline, whether it is diesel, whether it is electrical. We are a part of the entire ecosystem. We work day in, day out on making sure that we are not missing the boat anywhere. Coming to our joint ventures, we have a 50-50 joint venture with Marelli and Talgos. This is for chassis systems. Here also we got a majority share in Tata Motors and about a 40% market share in Maruti for the components that we manufacture. We just had a review a few days back with our partners in Europe, where we're now trying to leverage our production more into exports. Today, we are supplying about 15% of our components going to Europe and the UK from this particular joint venture. We're looking at how to take it to about 25%. Even here, we're supplying to EVs. I believe the product is Tata Nexon. It's an EV vehicle. We supply from here as well. Talbot Marugu, as I mentioned to you, is a small-ish company today. But again, the potential is huge. Here we got a partner called Marugu Japan. Here components are rubber components, hoses, suspension components. And here there's a lot of traction that is happening for this company. I honestly feel that in 2 years' time, we can double the turnover of this particular division, which, again, Naveen will talk to you about. Before I hand over the call to Mr. Juneja, I would just like to highlight that we've had a strong performance in quarter one. We are seeing better months coming forward. The domestic OEM play is looking a little bit better in the next few months. There is chip shortage, but I'm sure the auto industry will find a way how to come around it. I hand over the call to Juneja now, who will take you with all the financial performance.
Thank you, Anuj.
Good afternoon and a warm welcome to all the participants. Let me begin with the financial overview. For Q1 of FY22, our standalone gasket sales was 88 crores as against 32 crores in Q1 of FY21. In Q4 FY21, this sale was 102 crores. Total revenue of Nipple Leakless, our joint venture in gaskets, was rupees 13 crore in Q1 FY22 as compared to 5.5 crore in Q1 of FY21 versus 24.6 crores in Q4 of FY21. The drop in sale in this quarter is mainly on account of closure of plant by Honda for more than one month, and Hero also closed the plant for 1 month in this period. This segment saw a combined EBITDA of 14 crores in Q1 of FY22. Now coming to the forging division, the forging business is consistently performing better. The revenue in Q1 of FY22 is 51 crores as against 19 crores in Q1 of FY21. And last quarter, with Q4 of FY21, it was 59 crores. MMTC, my Manatee Valley joint venture, total income for Q1 of FY22 was 32 crores versus 5 crores in Q1 of FY21 and rupees 46 crores in Q4 of FY21. This year's joint venture supplies to Maruti in a big way. 40% of their product range is in Maruti. So Maruti plant closure in the first quarter affected the turnover of this company. Now coming to Maruva Rubber Private Limited, total income from operations for Q1 of FY22 stands at 12 crores versus 3 crores in Q1 of FY21 and 14 crores in Q4 of FY21. In last quarter, because of this company is also dependent on Maruti, so my 40% or 45% sale is to Maruti. So Maruti plant must go for more than 1 month. That's why a little impact on the turnover of the company. Now coming to the consolidated financial performance of the company. On the slide which we have put on the company website and the stock exchanges, on the consolidated basis as per NDS, the total income including other income stood at 138.8 crores in Q1 of FY22 as opposed to 50.5 crores in Q1 of FY21. And rupees 160 crores in Q4 of FY21. We could manage decent levels of revenue during this quarter because this is a lockdown period on by execution of our multi-year orders which we received last year and execution of that. And Anuj told you also earlier that export which we closed last year helped us to in this period of time. EBITDA including other income stood at 19.1 crore in Q1 of FY22 as opposed to 1.8 crores in Q1 of FY21, and in Q4 of FY21 EBITDA was 24 crores. Second wave of COVID-19 impacted the performance of Q1 of FY22 in spite of drastic jump in the commodity prices and other supply chain disruptions. We achieved an EBITDA margin of 14%. Our PAT stood at 10 crores in Q1 FY22 as compared to a loss of 8.9 crores in Q1 of FY21. While in Q4 of FY21, my PAT was 12.74 crores, which after excluding the exception gain of Chennai sale. We continue to book our orders and add new customers along with the long-term relationship which we are having with our existing customers. This is all from our side, and I would now like to open the floor to questions and answers. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touchtone telephone. If your questions have been answered and you wish to withdraw yourself from the queue, you may enter star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Shikha Mehta from Equitree Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers, and I hope you and your team are both safe and healthy. I just had a couple of questions. So if you could just tell us how the raw material has been playing out. You said commodity prices, as we've all seen, were a little choppy in the first quarter. Has that settled a bit, or do we still expect some sort of volatility in our gross margin?
First of all, the voice is not clear. Can you repeat the last few words, please?
If you could just help us understand the gross margins better, so just how the raw material prices have been moving.
First of all, I want to say the raw material prices has gone crazy for since last November, December till April, May.
Yes.
So it has gone in forging up to 20% up. And in gasket, a lot of materials we use, tin, copper, paper, etc. It has gone up. And we are continuously recovering the same. Of course, there is a time lag of 1 month, 2 months in forging sometimes. Like minimum 1 month lag is in the forging, but in gaskets, it's sometimes it's 1 month, sometimes 2 months, sometimes immediately. And so, of course, there is some impact of that, which is there in my EBITDA levels. But we are hopeful that everything, we are already launched the price increase with all the customers. Some customers we have received, balance we are also receiving. I am quite hopeful that my EBITDA margin should improve over a period of time. It should not. It should be in the range of 14% plus going forward. I'm quite hopeful, sir.
All right, sir. And if you could also give us the capacity utilization in gaskets, forgings, and all the joint ventures.
Yeah, definitely I will do that. In gaskets, my last quarter capacity utilization was around 76%. In forging, it was 72%. In my joint venture of Nippon Liquors, it was around 60%. MNPC was around 70%. In Talbot Morogo, there are two divisions. Anti-vibration was around 75%. And in Roses, it was around 30%. That was my capacity utilization. And there is a lot of scope to improve that. I think the things are improving every quarter by quarter.
Are we looking at CAPEX in any of these segments?
Yeah, we are looking at CAPEX in both standalone business, my standalone business, gasket. We are looking at a CAPEX of around 11 crores, which includes 4 to 5 crores for a new heat sheet presses, for which the supply will start from the last quarter of this year. And in forging, I am looking at CAPEX of 12 to 13 crores, which includes a bit new building of about 4.5 to 5 crores, because we are having a lot of machining. Space is getting short. We have want to have a full machining center, new machining center of 150 machines. So already we have 70 machines. I want to make a building for that, plus a lot of new machines, plus balance equipment to be added there for our future growth.
Right. And so have you seen logistics costs come down in, say, Q2?
First of all, for November, December, logistics cost has gone crazy, especially exports. My container, which used to cost me 2.5, has gone up to 4.5. But now, and we launched the increases with our customer also, and some has agreed to give for perspective also for that. But going forward, what I am hearing that it will come down in a couple of months. They are being softening, the price that was getting softened in a couple of months.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's all from my end. I'll come back in with you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Sunil Kothari from Unique Portfolio Management. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations, sir, for such a good numbers in very challenging time. Sir, Anuji and Mr. Juneja, what I think I'm observing is since long the way you were speaking and you were promising, everything you are fulfilling. So really, congratulations for those that wherever you promise something, you fulfill, whether it's a margin growth or CapEx or revenue growth. So really commendable job, sir.
Thank you so much for all your encouragement and the promises which compel us to fulfill that. But really, we want to do better than what we say.
Great.
We want to do better. We try for that, but some situation happens. We can't control those. That is the reason.
Not really commendable, sir. Sir, my question is on this, we hear a lot about EV. So I think we already started doing work related to electric vehicles. Some orders also we got. Some detailed thought process and strategy on which segment of EV we are entering, whether this new EV scooters, which we hear a lot currently from Ola or Hero or Bajaj. Are we part of any of those products? Something on this strategy and what, because I think Greatseal will save us and give us protection from losing market share or market from the engine gasket. So if you can little bit make us understand how this change scenario can affect us and how we are preparing ourselves.
So, we are also hearing a lot of noise on EV because every second day we hear that one company has come, some garage has opened, it got a scooter coming in, something. We keep on listening and watching on the media also for that. And as regard Hero is concerned, he is not doing much about, of course, he is working toward electrical. The good statements come from Munjal that I need to invest so much in EV segment. On the ground, nothing is there in Hero. Honda, there is nothing there on ground, on the ground at present, okay? But as Turbo, what we are doing, as you're aware, that we are entering in the PV segment by Infinity, what we have talked about, already supplying to Tata Motors EV, and they are already have contract with our European car maker, which we are going EV in future. My components will be there in that platform. That is not an issue. In forging, we are supplying to export customers, like I can mention, GKN. GKN is giving to Volvo and, you know, BMW. My components in this EV segment is going at present. It started going there, and monthly volume, I've mentioned 25, but it can go up to 30, 35.
Yearly.
Yeah, we are supplying to Tohoku, to BMW, which goes in every vehicle, whether it's electrical, non-electrical. My component will go there. As regards the gasket business is concerned, we have done a full study of how the two-wheeler is going to come in the EV space. So EV is going to first come in the scooter, then coming into PV and commercials. They will come in buses of government, that's nothing more than that. We feel long-term, interstate buses, it will never come. Interstate trucks, it will never come. Plus, as you are aware, India may be powerful, India is not a powerful, power surplus country. A lot of power shortages also. It's not like Netherlands, Sweden, etc., where the power, not China, where the power is surplus. Surplus power is available at a very cheaper rate. In India, we know it's not there. In Haryana, in the summer season, we are facing power, industry is facing power cut up to 10 hours per day. And business is also facing power cuts of 6 to 7 hours per day in Gurgaon belt. Now, we take a study in the two-wheeler market, which are going to be, what we have found that EV penetration, Indian two-wheeler market, in FY 2020, 150,000 units of EV was sold. In FY 2021, the volume dropped to 140,000. According to a study which we have done, according to KPMG, because KPMG is also, we do a lot of work with KPMG in various matters, strategic matters, etc. According to KPMG study, 7 to 10% of overall two-wheeler market, including 2% motorcycle, will get converted into EV by 25. And how much are the scooters? 3 lakhs. We are selling scooter volume by, we feel that by 2025, the scooter volume will be only 1 lakh. Just a minute, sir. 25 two-wheeler, two-wheeler 1,41,000 two-wheelers will be get converted. That's all. It's a nominal number, sir. It will. So much noise is there, but we are not, because India may all the scooters, who are making scooters, EV scooters, Honda is making scooters, TVS is making scooters, Suzuki is making scooters. We are not in TVS, we are not in Suzuki, we are in Honda. Honda, my turnover is around of JV, of JV. We are not directly in Honda. JV turnover is around 30 crore per annum, 35-30 crore. Out of 30 crore, if 25, that is including motorcycle. 30 crore versus two-wheeler, only 10 crore. 10 crore ka 25% bhi chala jata hai, toh kitna banta hai? Total, of course, all are JV. TACL is 40% of JV. It's negligible.
Sure.
Negligible. Plus, we are also, as a group, we are also exploring because I can enter into a battery maker. LG is coming, big companies are coming for battery. And technology is so fast changing, so fast changing. I don't want to put money in a space which is moving very fast, like mobile phones. What happened to camera makers? Khatam ho gaye saare. So we have to put money where I want to put money in a business where whether it's EV, IC, kuch bhi ho, it will not, it will be there.
Like our, for example, what Mr. Navin is saying, like our forging business, for example, right?
Whatever it becomes.
I mean, investment will be made there, so you are part of every supply chain. And your EV motorcycle scooters are only for B2B.
Yeah.
You know, your Zomato, your Flipkart, your Swiggy. But intracities, intrastate, still long way to go. One more statistic I will leave with you. In India, out of 1 lakh people, only 100 people have motorcycles. That's it. Only 100. So that has to also go up. So they all exist. We'll manage to be around it. It's, you know, still India will make 20-24 million motorcycle scooters going forward. They will make it.
Sir, plus free competition because government is giving subsidies, state government, central government. Till what time? Till when they will give subsidy, tell me. India has no money, it's spare money. Now, you know that. They are doing infrastructure, et cetera, whatever they are doing, giving to farmers free wheel, et cetera, by increasing the petrol prices. That is, money is coming from those where, from where?
Mm-hmm.
Because without subsidy, this, you know that. Without subsidy, thing will not run. Till what time? Let's see. So, but I should say long term, sustainable. I think so.
Sure. Sir, my next question is to Mr. Anuj. Sir, because of your last four, five, three years, the very high effort on adding new products, new customers, you were traveling a lot, meeting customers, but during this one and a half year, that has stopped. But yet we are luckily, or with your past effort, we are getting reasonably more new customers and more orders also. So what is your strategy and your agenda for next two, three years? What you would like to do more towards new product development and new customer or existing customers and scaling up? Any thoughts on your efforts next one to three years?
So I think if you start, I mean, the work that we did pre-COVID, when one could travel and meet people face to face, now that has moved towards Zoom calls and Microsoft Teams meetings. Obviously, it is not the same, but I feel now it is again starting. Like, I'm getting feelers again from some OEMs that they want to start meeting up slowly, slowly, so that will happen. The customers that we developed over the years, there's still a lot of potential out there. We have not even scratched the surface in terms of the opportunities that we have.
Right.
Be it, you know, customers in the U.S., U.K., Europe, there's a lot of scope. In forging, there's scope to go into heavier components, machine components. In gaskets, there's scope. We are working right now on a few projects till the year 2028. That's going to come. That's a very large project that will come our way. And we are looking at adding a few more customers also in Europe in the passenger vehicle space. Heat shield, as you know, is a futuristic product. We're starting with the Indian OEMs, which starts, you know, sometime in January next year. We're talking to global OEMs. So I think we have a very good customer base, and with this customer base, we can still, you know, look at achieving double-digit growth in the next two to three years. I'm very, very sure about that. Parallelly, talking to OEMs, like, what next? What's the future? You know, where do you want to go? So one is lightweighting. For that, we put up the aluminum heat shield line. That's one. I have a meeting planned with some OEMs in Pune in the next 2 weeks, physical meeting after a long, long time. We'll talk to them. You know, at the end of the day, the OEM guides us, you know, what to do. They only guide you. So we have enough order books going forward. there is a lot of scope. Next 2 to 3 years, I don't see a problem at all for double-digit growth. I don't see a problem. But we continue our endeavor, and we will, on every front.
We're looking new customers, new products. We are eyes and ears are open, and we are just doing some
adding. Adding. Like we had a call with our partner in Manali last week. There's a new opportunity out there for a global car maker. Volvo Trucks in Sweden is a new account for us. The U.S. aftermarket has been a blessing to us. There's opportunity there also. So we've not given up. That we are on it. We're on the job.
Great, sir. Really very detailed explanation. Thanks a lot and wish you good luck, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Apurva Mehta from AM Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations on great set of numbers.
Thank you, sir.
Really, 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 surprised to see such numbers. So, my question was on the, JV side. Is there any possibility, to explore this JV and bring new products from this, JVs? Like MMP is a very big player, and can we explore getting new products from them, or getting new customers, helping us to get new customers, or outsourcing stories from all these three JVs? So is there any possibility to really grow these JVs into like a big JV? Like?
Yes, sir. You are absolutely right. In MMT, we are now looking at full suspension model. Full suspension. Now we are making component of suspension. Now full front suspension module, we are looking at that. When the things improve and the number will be there, we are approaching an Indian OEM. We are targeted him. And we explored this possibility in Maruti also, but Maruti price was ridiculous and we didn't want, because we don't want to boss any loss, because it involved a lot of capexes also. So we are now eyeing a Pune-based OEM on that, number one. We are on in the process of, we are already in talk with Magnetti Marelli Poland for localization of their components, which we make here, and they buy locally from Italy and that European belt. We are already working. The things are working, but make our buy decision in a Europe. When we have their mindset is a little different, to change their mindset, it takes a lot of time. And COVID thing, whatever COVID is also there for more than 1 year. Things are little bit delayed. It's not stopped, please. It has been delayed. I think hopefully when the things open up within the next 6 to 9 months, we should get a very good news from that front also. Now coming to this, now Margo. Of course, we are, as my JV, if you see my JV scope of products, a lot of products are there. But since the company is, because of COVID, etc., low utilization of hoses, we are just making that, capacity reduction goes up with the new orders. Plus, buyback. Margo has started buyback. Last year was around 4 to 5 crore. This year will be 9 crore. And going forward, 12 to 13 crore export buyback will be there by Margo Japan from this JV. And we have a lot of new products like engine mounts, etc. Part of our product portfolio, which will develop over a period of time. Definitely will do that.
Also, let's add one more thing. Yesterday only we had a review with our Margo team, 24 yesterday. Maruti is talking about this new kind of hoses. Flexi hoses. You've heard the government about ethanol mixed fuel. So new opportunities coming out there. So we will not leave anything unturned. I repeated it to you. Both Marelli Talbos and Marugo Talbos have immense potential to double turnover next 2 to 3 years. It will happen.
And regarding third JV, sorry, it will not happen anything there because there will be no buyback, etc. The company will supply to 22 main companies like Hero, Photocop, 70%, and Honda, 100%. The way they will grow, the company will grow, but the bottom line will be very, very healthy. This year, the top line will not grow because new BS6 gasket, which we have developed, now we are developing local raw materials. We used to buy this raw material from our JV partner, imported. Now, with the local raw material, my partner has gone up drastically. my imported, my of course sale price also come down by 20%. In old days, this gas was 46 rupees, now it's 38 rupees, but my margins are very, very good here. Like you will see, when the volume goes up, definitely you will see. And the EBITDA here also, this quarter is also 20% plus of that JV.
Yep. So, and on the forging side, you know, where do you see, because now currently we are at, you know, 50 crore like a run rate, and, you know, we will be... our peak capacity around maybe around 250 to 260 crore. So we have to, you know, expand on the forging side also. So where do we see in next 2-3 years this numbers of forging to be?
But this year we are, of course, the way things are, there we should cross for 200 crore as opposed to 167 last year. Going forward, within next 2 years, it can cross 300 crores. And we have machining, we are adding machining, and as and when podium press is required, we'll add that. And not issue. We have space for that. We are making a new building. We'll ship all my presses, all my colleagues, machining lines in that building. It's we are making a RCC structure. So my machine space will be there in the main plant for adding more presses.
Okay. And on the heat shield front, you know, you know, I was little, you know, if you can talk about on the technology side of heat shield, and you know, where is the global technology currently and where we are, and is there any possibility of a big breakthrough if we are getting technology or getting big orders from these OEs, because this is a very huge market overseas also. So any thought on that?
Till the time we can't physically go to Europe, to UK, and do a technology day on this product, it's a bit tough. I mean, earlier on you could go and convince, let's say, an engineer at Jaguar or a BMW or a Daimler or a Volvo that, look, I'll be able to do this to the vehicle. I'll be able to reduce the weight. So that we're still waiting for the borders to open up. At the moment, we're working on the Indian market. We've got a breakthrough with Volvo trucks. And I've given a mandate to our team that they must add one European car maker ASAP. But for that, we need to do a tech day. Tech day cannot happen on Zoom.
Sir, plus also, sir, let's start manufacturing some, like we got the model from Maruti for 2 inch, 3 inch, we got the order from Hyundai. Let me deliver the orders commercially. Let me showcase that to the clients. Let me set up the line. I think the line will be set up by January, February of this year, next year. And after 1 year, I will bring a machine of 4 to 5 crore machine is there for making Nimbus material sheets. Now I will get from Korea fully Nimbus at present for 1 or 2 years. After that, I will buy the locus of aluminium and make my own Nimbus. Then we can, let's do slowly, because a lot of technology is there, tool making capability has to be, we have to learn a lot of stuff from our collaborators. And the collaborator is coming here, I think before the end of this calendar year, he will be with us for 2, 3, 4, 5 months. We will learn a lot of things, processes, etc. The thing will be settled and then, of course, it will grow.
Okay, great. So on the technology front, we are satisfied with our partner and he's having all the technologies.
Yeah, yeah. Too good.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. And on the gasket side, you know, on the export front, what, you know, when we were seeing a lot of makers over the globally are now, you know, shutting down their IC plants, and you know, there will be a huge opportunity on the gasket side also, because a lot of people will be closing down the gasket plants also.
Yes, sir.
But there will be an aftermarket sales going for next 5 years, 10 years kind of thing, and there will be a lot of opportunities there also. Are we trying to explore that opportunity?
So that we are there, don't worry. You will see the thing, how the growth has come in first quarter, despite of local OEM not being available to us. That's good. In gas, out of 86 crores we have done, 17 crores export only.
So gas exports around 19%.
Yeah, in this first quarter.
It will be 12% belly. So there are a lot of opportunity exports are going on. We've got a lot of contracts that are ongoing. We'll get commercialized in 23, 24, 25. So So 100%, sir, the vision that we give you for a gasket, it will happen.
Okay. Sir, on the margin fronts, you know, where we had this kind of, little bit of hit from the raw material side. So over the next three quarters, can we, get back the lost margin which we are there, on the raw material side? And
it's like if it averaged out over a period of years.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Yeah. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Dipen Shah, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir. Congratulations on a very good set of numbers. Yeah. I think talking after Apurva, he doesn't leave too much for questions. Just had a couple of things. In terms of our JVs, we have a large dependence on Maruti. And Maruti has been making some noises about, having a lower production current year. If you can give us some more color on how do you see these panning out, at least Maruti and a couple of other large customers panning out over the next 2 to 3 quarters, and what probably should it do to our growth levels for the current year?
So, of course, you are right. My two JVs are, mainly is 40% dependent on Maruti. And my Margo is also 45% dependent on Maruti.
Yes.
So they are showing a decline of 10 to 15,000 vehicles per month due to what statement I read in the papers. You have also had semiconductor issues. But it's not a major amount for us. I think so. If you convert to rupee terms, it's nothing. It's maybe 150 lakhs. This is not as much amount, but we are balance 60% what is there, we are growing that business.
Sure.
Tata Motors, Tata Motor in passenger vehicle is very hunky dory. They are talking crazy numbers.
So okay.
It's going there up. Of course, and Margo buyback has started. Margo, other customers like Daimler doing very well. There's other Japanese customers are there, export has started. So little bit impacted, they are not major impact to be very fair. But overall, we will, I think what we are hearing from one of our European customers, car makers, to whom our Magneti mainly is exporting also, a major component, what they are saying, don't bother, from October, November, they will
catch up
in such a way that it will be difficult for us to match that, what they are saying. By year end, everything will follow.
Okay.
And sir, the thing is, standalone to hai nahi aisa koi mara issue koi, there's no problem.
Okay. Yeah. And sir, it was heartening to hear that you are doing a 10 crore capex in both the forging as well as the gaskets business.
Yeah.
That probably gives us some insights into your visibility for the current year as well as mostly in the next year. So I think, sir, with this 20 crores of capex which we are doing, any further capex which we are doing in the JV, sir?
So JV means need-based capex. Basically, we do a capex for the future businesses they are getting. Margo, we did a capex of 1 crore. Already we are done in this year. Already completed.
Okay.
And Nippon, maybe it's a major capex we need.
So, sir, with this current year capex, and we are talking about a double-digit growth for the next 2 to 3 years,
yes,
should this capex be sufficient to carry us through the next couple of years?
Sir, whatever the capex will do this year, okay, that will take care of most probably 80% of the requirement of the next year.
Okay. And, sir, from whatever you have spoken about the electric vehicles, should we understand that whenever you go for electric vehicles in a big way, the forging business should be the first mover in that, because that probably could be a product agnostic kind of a business, and there you can probably cater to whatever orders come to you. Is that the right understanding?
Yeah, maybe also will be there. Because they supply suspension. Suspension will be there in the car. Any car.
Okay. Okay.
And also the engine will involve in hybrid car.
Hybrid we issued hai.
Okay. And sir, lastly, just in the for the current year,
One question. What do you think, what will happen to electrical as per you?
From whatever you said and for whatever we have read, by maybe 2030, maybe 10-15% of the population of vehicles could be electric, so that is not a big thing. But for a company like us, if we have to look at a new area and if there is something which comes up from an electric vehicle manufacturer, I think it will be a good thing for us to grab the opportunity. Because, you know, looking at our size, if we get a new electric vehicle manufacturer for us, then it could be a good amount of addition to our product portfolio, even if it is not from our current portfolio. So I think maybe forgings could be a good business where we can actually pitch into electric vehicles, if at all, and that could open up a new area of business for us. So maybe that was what my understanding. But in the overall scheme of things, I correctly, you know, agree with you that it may not be a very big part of the overall auto industry over the next 5 to 7 years at least.
No, but we totally agree with you, because that is what the story is. Okay. All the multiples of companies that are which are associated with electrical supply chain, it is mandating. So we are also working on that. It takes some time. Now, as you know, we are supplying now for the first time to plug-in hybrids electric vehicles globally. That's a good number, about 30-odd crores, as Naveen mentioned to you. Plus, Tata as well. And also, don't forget, all the future RFQs that they're getting from global car makers are talking EV. So our chassis business, our rubber business, suspension bushes, our forging business is all there.
Okay.
So we are part of it, but yes, we will definitely discuss more offline on this.
Sure. And sir, lastly, from whatever you have said, should we understand that the first quarter revenue should be the base and we should, you know, grow over that in the next couple of quarters or in the next 3 quarters?
I think we should be, the things will grow, definitely will grow. There's no reason for not growing, sir.
Okay. That's heartening, sir. Thank you very much and all the very best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ravtej Singh from Malabar Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Hi. Congratulations on a good quarter. This is like well ahead of at least what I had in mind we would do this quarter. So just to get a few things straight, how many days of production did we lose in this quarter? And would it be possible to quantify the impact of that on our revenue? That's my first question.
So, if Maruti was closed, Hero was closed, Honda was closed, I think the impact in the gas business will be around 7 to 8 crores. In forging, I think it was no impact was there. In the Maruti mainly, the impact was around 4 to 5 crores. In Maruvo, that was around 1.5 to 2 crores. And in Nippon, it was around 3 to 4 crores. That I can say, broadly.
Got it. But on our standalone entities, basically gaskets and forging, you would say that.
Maybe 1 crore, not more than, because they supply to gears for Honda. Honda plant was closed for more than 1 month, and maybe 1.5 crore there. On the standalone, 5 to 6 crores. Okay. Standalone, 5 to 6 crores total.
5 to 6 crores. Okay, understood. So I. Understood. So, I mean, I'm guessing that it's a result of lower demand of it, but also some lower utilization, right?
But we try to compensate that from export and other ways.
Okay. Got it. Understood. Fair enough. So, roughly around, 5-6 crores from the standalone entity. And then the next question is a bit broader. I get your vision for this year. I get your vision for next year as well. What's your, just want to understand your aspiration to grow. What sort of a size do you see the company attaining over the next, say, 3-4 years, maybe 5 years? Right? Just very long term. Just want to understand your aspiration better. So
aspiration, of course, is to touch 1,000 crore on a consolidated basis. But how well, I can't talk on this call. We can have a private offline call on that. I prefer that.
Right, sir. Sir, 1,000 we might get by this year only or the next year. So, just want to understand what after that.
1,000 we can't get next year. How can we get this?
You're talking about the gap numbers.
What number?
You're talking about the full numbers of the division.
Okay. You mean 1,000 after accounting for our share? Okay.
Sorry?
You meant 1,000 crores after accounting for our share of the JV.
So the number that you're talking about is the standalone number of gas in the soft forging plus
proportionate share.
100% of the JV is a proportionate share.
Okay. So standalone plus proportionate. Understood. No, I was just taking the full number. Of the JV. And then
full number, okay. I was talking about proportionate one.
Proportionate. Right. Got it. That
last
makes sense.
Last year it was, in 2021, it was 562 crores.
Okay.
Proportionate share of JV, we had all the total top line was 562.
Understood. So that's the like for like this, 562 crores. So 562 crores going to 1,000 crores, you think this transition can happen over the next, say, 3-4 years?
Yes.
Understood. And I'm guessing at that point you'd still, I mean, you'd probably be at maybe 15% odd EBITDA margin, maybe better.
So
around that number.
We should be able to maintain our margins.
Even better than that.
We should better our margins.
We are not, and now, if you see, last 6-7 quarters,
14% plus.
This trend is sustainable.
Yeah,
absolutely.
The old is 4-5 years before we used to 11% around. Now we have improved our margins, and for last 6-7 quarters we have 14% plus sustainable. Now you can see it's sustainable. It's not cheap. It's not one off.
No, not one off. I basically mean that there'll be some impact of operating leverage with 6 in, takes you a bit higher as well, right? So 15%.
That is the first quarter can't be, because price increase that one, phone recovery is not there. One should see over the period of long term, after 2-3 quarters, how the thing is moving.
No, absolutely. I completely agree. So, that seems very positive. We're targeting basically 1,000 odd crores in gap revenue. I mean, basically, our share from JVs at about 15-16% EBITDA margin. And then just one final question here. What do we also target? Are ROCs or return ratios? And if so, I mean, what sort of aspiration or target do you have in mind? And by when do you think we'll get there?
See, we talked about 14% last year, ROC.
In the pandemic year.
So we want to take it up to about 70-80%, which will happen with operating leverage, higher turnover, better product mix, reduction of debt. You see the debt, how it's come down from its 0.44 debt to equity. It used to be 1:1, then became 0.8, now it's 0.44. Obviously, you will take debt for expansions and all, but we're trying to tighten the ship as much as we can and grow it at the same time.
Understood. No, my...
Rules are also available.
My guess was that, you know, last year if we did 14%, after one quarter being a loss-making quarter, I mean, my reckoning was that we can perhaps make 20% plus this year. You think that's very off? In my
reflection, also for the future, we have 20 crore rupees. That 20 crore will be revenue over the next couple of years. It can't stay wrong. That capacity we are also doing now. And we are not doing capacity, of course it will go up. We are doing capacity also, major capacity.
True. No, we're doing capex, but that will also come in at about 1.5 times.
The profit of that capex will not come this year, huh?
No. True. Agreed. Which is why we can take a long-term view here, right? We don't have to be constrained to this year.
Yeah.
So, sir, all incremental capex will come at asset turns of how much?
Pardon me?
Sir, what will be the incremental asset turns on the capex?
Capex, if we do a 24 capex, my top line should easily grow by 50-60 crores.
Yeah. How much was the
revenue? Yeah, around 40-50 crores should be there easily.
Okay. So it's coming at asset turns of 2-2.5 times.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. That's quite positive. Thank you so much. That's all the questions I have. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Nitin Kapoor, an investor. Please go ahead.
So, sir, a great set of numbers.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello. Yeah.
Great. So, sir, I had a question around the debt levels. So, we are around 0.4 debt to equity ratio. So, do you think I mean, the last con call you had indicated you had a target of around 0.25% in the next 2 to 3 years. So does that still stand, or
is still there? And this year, that's very much there, sir, very much there. And this year, my repayment of term loan is around 18 crores. And I think, if of course, I will be taking some term loan, not much, maybe 6, 7, 8 crores. Against that, so my term loan should come down by 10 crores, and my short-term borrowing will come down again by, if the things remain like this, which are there, my profit should be there, my cash generation will be there. Okay. So I hope so. I should be able to bring down the term borrowing by another 8 to 10 crores in this quarter, in this financial year. And with the probability going, well, coming to the reserve, this 0.44 should be around 0.35, 0.36, 0.37, depending on the stuff, by the end of the year.
Great, great. And what are the targets for the next 3 to 4 years? I mean, could we even better 0.25%, or do you think you will use the money for working capital, or probably to pay off the loan, the cash flows we'll have?
Again, if there is a good business opportunity, of course I will go do the capexes first. The more the capexes, the more the profit, then of course the percentage of course will come down accordingly.
Okay,
so
great. And
if tomorrow I have a business opportunity will give me a 20 crore profit, I need to spend 100 crore, of course I will borrow more money here.
Great.
Yeah, but it's on a long-term basis, my objective is to bring it down. That's all.
Great. And the interest cost, you said, on a yearly basis would be about 8 to 10 crores. So do you think that would stay constant in the next 2 to 3 years, or that could possibly go up depending on the
case? I will see another drop in this financial year, and the interest cost, my bank borrowing is around 7% approximately on an average, including PCFC, and my term loan are around 7.5%.
Okay, and so what's the total debt currently? Is it around 100 odd crores?
Term loan is around, as of 30, I'm talking about, term loan is 27, and my working capital is around 80, 107 total, because I can't bring it down the last quarter, being everything was closed, and we are not getting the payments from aftermarket and from OEs, but I have to make payment to Kaisal. My Kaisal level has come down by 8 crores in the last quarter.
All right, that's it from my side. Thank you so much, and all the best for the next few quarters. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question, and we will now close the question queue. I would like to hand the conference back to the management for closing comments. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much for being a part of the call. I hope we were able to clarify all your queries. And we still look forward to a positive year ahead. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Any questions, if you have got, you can talk to our IR partner, SGA. We are happy to give all the replies to your queries. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Talbros Automotive Components Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.